Good morning, and welcome to Talk of Our Towns. I'm Kathleen Morgane, substituting for your regular host, Donna Quinn. Donna's out of town today, but she will be back next week. Today, we'll hear about help for homeowners in Oregon who are having trouble paying their mortgages. Foreclosure rates in Oregon have fallen somewhat, but Oregon still has nearly 3,900 homes in foreclosure, according to RealtyTrack, and about 2.8% of all Oregon homes with a mortgage are in some stage of the foreclosure process. Today, we'll learn about some of the help available for homeowners in Oregon who are struggling with their payments. With me in the studio is Cindy Peek, a homeownership specialist with Community Action Team's Northwest Oregon Regional Housing Center in Astoria. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
First, tell us something about yourself. You're an Astoria native, and how has that helped bring you to Community Action Teams?
Well, I feel I have a vested interest in the area because I've lived here for 30, 40, I don't know, for a long time. And I just love the area, and it's important to me that it continues to prosper.
And you have family here as well?
Yeah. My parents live here now.
Okay, so you're looking after them, looking after yourself, and helping to look after a lot of other people right now. And today we're going to be talking about several programs that help people in Oregon with mortgage payments. And one of them, there's an opening today, I believe.
Today at noon for the Home Rescue Program. That's a program that assists people to make their mortgage payments. You need to be able to show a verifiable 10% reduction in income. So what you're going to take is your 2013 income year to date and balance that against your either 2011 or 2012 federal tax return. And if there's a 10% reduction, you could be eligible for this program. And what the program does is pays for 12 months or up to $20,000 in mortgage payment for you, so that you have time to get back on your feet. A lot of people are either unemployed or underemployed and struggling right now. We've got a large population that's dealing with this right now. And to be able to do the application, there's a online website, and there's to see if you're eligible, there's a little spot in there where you can go and see if you are, because if it's your primary residence and single family, that qualifies. You cannot have rental property or be in active bankruptcy, and it cannot be a private mortgage or a HELOC, which is a home equity line of credit.
Okay, so there are restrictions to this program. Now,
yes.
This is an update of a previous program, so this may sound familiar to people who have checked this out before, but the income levels have changed.
Right. It's a 10%. Loss in income. The very first one of these programs was called Mortgage Payment Assistance, and it was a 25% loss in income. And what they're seeing is that there's still a large need. The state is seeing this. And so this program has come out, and I encourage people to go to the website and see if they're eligible to look at this. One of the other things that it also does is it will bring your mortgage current, if you're late, up to $10,000. So that's a big chunk.
That's
a huge money for people. And this is a 5-year forgivable loan, which is the biggest plus on this, that whatever money you end up borrowing that is paid against your mortgage for you, the first year, 20% goes away. The second year, another 20% goes away. So by the time the end of the fifth year comes, you owe none of this money back. The only way that you would pay any of it back is if you take out a refinance and there's enough equity and you're getting cash back. Then you may need to pay a portion of this back.
And this is the assistance cash only, not your original loan.
Exactly.
Okay. If you successfully go through this program, and this can go on, the previous program was only a year, is that correct?
It was, yeah, a little over a year. We still have people that are just coming off of that program.
So this one extends out for 5 years. So this scoot, is am I well, right
the,
about that?
No, the other one was a 5-year forgivable loan also.
Okay.
Yeah, but it ran, the program itself for people to apply was for about.
Got it.
Yeah.
So this gives you time to regroup, time to find other income, find time to go through a counseling program. It buys you time to keep your home.
Exactly. And to get your credit squared away, a lot of people, by the time they get to this stage, have maxed out credit cards trying to live day to day. And this gives them time to get reemployed, to get their credit picture back where it needs to be, and to get counseling and to help them work on their budget. And we've had some very successful clients go through the program and are still using some of the online education that they learned during the first go-round. And it's great to see that. It's great to hear those stories.
So if you get into this program and you have your lender that you're in trouble with, and you get into this program, does your agency work with the lender to help the homeowner get a remodified loan going forward?
What we do is, if they qualify for the Home Rescue Program, a lot of the lenders do not want to work on a modification package mm-hmm. while the homeowner's mortgage is being paid by the state. So what we do is we kind of mark our calendars, you know, tickle our calendars so that when the homeowner is getting close to the end of the mortgage payment assistance, then we start getting everything ready to then present to the bank requesting a modification. And at that point in time, a lot, the homeowner's picture, credit picture is better. They've been gotten reemployed or have been able to work out some of their credit issues. And so their picture looks better and is a better risk for the bank to give them a modification.
Do you have good working relationships with banks in our area?
Well, we basically, it's not so much the local banks. We don't go to U.S. Bank local. We're dealing with them back east. We're dealing with the corporate office with their mortgage foreclosure departments, default departments.
So when people, I've heard people say, I sent my information in, I don't know where to send my information in. I'm getting these letters. When I respond to the letters, then that or entity that I'm responding to does not have my paperwork, and they can't help me with whomever does. Can you help people sort out that kind of mess?
Oh, definitely. I have a binder in my office that's 3 inches thick with bank information, who to contact if homeowners are having issues. We can go through a chain of people, and at some point, if things are not working out, we can even escalate the file and move it up the chain, because a lot of times who they're talking to at the other end of the phone when they're trying to call is somebody who has a script in front of them and has no authority to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the frustration comes in for homeowners, and being that they're the homeowner, they've got a vested interest in their house. This is an emotional topic for them. So by coming to an agency such as ours, we're able to look at the facts and the figures and talk with the bank and work our way up the line of command, basically, to help the homeowners. And we don't have the emotional tie. So we're able to look at that a little bit differently and to help the homeowners.
So at this point, what is your, we're going to say this a couple of times during this show, but what is your contact information?
They can get hold of our office, and that number is 503-325-8098, or they can email me at cindkp@cat-team.org. And we cover 3 counties, Clatsop, Columbia, and Tillamook. And if they call our office, I can get them to the area that they need to be. If they're a Columbia County client, we have an office there. The Astoria office covers the Clatsop and Tillamook area. So that's the number to call.
Okay. Well, there seems to be a very confusing alphabet soup of acronyms amongst all the programs that exist to help struggling homeowners. And I was reading about one this morning called the Rebuilding American Homeowner Assistance Pilot Program.
And this is for people, helping people underwater on their mortgages. You're giving me that look. So, what I found out this morning is that this was developed by Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley. And there's a limited pilot program underway, but it sounds like perhaps it's not underway in our counties.
Not that I'm aware of, unless it's something that's brand new that they haven't gotten to us.
Okay. Well, then we just put that one aside for now. And let's go on to the Senate Bill 558 and the mediation. And could you explain that? Because that's a new change, and that's starting August 1st.
Exactly. There was a bill, SB 1552, which was mediation for homeowners, where a homeowner could request to meet with their bank, their servicer, to work out an option to foreclosure. And before SB 1552 came into effect, Oregon was a primarily non-judicial state, which meant that they didn't have to go through the court process.
Two different kinds of foreclosures, one supervised by courts and one not.
Not. And when SB 1552 came into effect, the bank started going judicial to circumvent going to mediation. And that's opened a whole nother can of worms for homeowners. So what has happened with SB 558 is that that's tightened up some of the loophole a little bit, made it where the banks do need to meet with the clients before judicial or non-judicial can be started. And so that gives the homeowner that opportunity to plead their case. And every homeowner is different. Every case is different. No two people are exactly the same. And so they need to have that opportunity. And one of the things that's required of it is that they come to a housing counseling agency and get counseling. And sometimes we can go to mediation and represent with them. I just did one. And we represented before ODVA, Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs. And it went well. The homeowner was able to save their home. And it's a great opportunity. It's another tool for the homeowner. And I encourage every homeowner who feels that, okay, next month we might not make it or it's going to be really tight. Don't wait till you're a year behind, 6 months behind. If you think something's going to happen, find out what your options are now so that you can start preparing and get your ducks in a row, so to speak, so that when something actually happens, you go, oh, well, I talked with so-and-so, and there's this program. Let's call and see if that's still going on. Let's see what's available out there, because programs are constantly changing. And what may be available today may not be available in a month. So it's important that they check with the local agencies, see what can be worked out, what can happen, what programs are available to them, what options are available.
And no matter what kind of loan that you have, it sounds like this person perhaps had a VA loan,
mm-hmm.
so you were able to help with
that. An ODVA, which is different than a VA loan.
Oh my goodness.
VA is federal, ODVA is state. And so, they have two different ways of being able to help homeowners. So they're not treated the same.
So if a person is going in with this, it starts with a resolution conference.
Mm-hmm.
And so the homeowner sits down with a bank representative and...
Well, it starts out that they get themselves into the mediation system, which they can do that on their own. By going to the website, or they can come to us and we will help them get into the system. Then all that information and all the documentation they've put in goes to the servicer, to the bank, and then they're requesting resolution. It went SB 1552 was mediation, SB 558 is resolution. They changed the wording a little bit. And then a lot of times there's back and forth with the bank and the counselor and the homeowner to be able to start hammering out what needs to happen, more documents, how to make this work. And so by the time we got to the mediation table with the homeowner that I went with, we had it almost hammered out. And so it was really nice. And I think it helps the homeowners if they are able to have someone there helping them, because it is emotional. I mean, my homeowners, when we got back out to the parking lot, fell apart.
Typically, when you're initiating this process, what kind of documentation do you need to be gathering?
Pay stubs, bank statements, you know, income verification. If there's extenuating circumstances, you know, medical, that sort of thing. Every individual is different, so it kind of depends on their story, you know, what we need to gather and to show if this is temporary or if disability is permanent, you know, and how the client is dealing with that, if they've just applied for disability or if they've gotten disability, or, you know, how this is working, what their income is, you know, and are they getting a new job? You know, do we need to get a letter from their new employer stating that they've just been hired? Each individual is different, and that's how we approach it. There is no cookie cutter way to approach this. You have to talk with each homeowner, find out their situation, and go from there. And that's what we do.
So in short, you don't know what you may have to bring, but it would be wise to have document every aspect of your life, it sounds like.
Well, if you get a paycheck, don't throw the pay stub away. You know, a lot of people burn everything mm-hmm. right away. Don't do that. You need to hang on to that sort of thing, or be able to have access through your employer to get copies of it, because you're going to need it for these programs to be able to verify.
And it sounds like it would be wise to hang on to all your original loan documents.
Exactly.
Any piece
and
of paper
find
you may
them.
Have signed.
A lot of people don't know where their deed of trust or their promissory note is. And it's in your documents that you signed with the mortgage company. All of that's in there. And then sometimes you'll get letters saying that your loan's been sold to someone else. So you need to keep track of all of this. The main thing is open all your mail. If you're having issues, don't ignore it. It's not going to go away because you don't open the mail. You need to open your mail, check everything out, contact a counseling agency such as ours, and see what options there are. A lot of people also, I want to talk about scams just a little bit. Mm. People get all kinds of mail saying, oh, we'll help you do this. Give us $1,000 or $1,500. If you have to pay someone to help you, that's wrong. All they're going to do is take your money, put you on hold, and nothing's going to happen.
Are any of those solicitations legitimate?
Very few. If you're unsure if it's legit, bring it to our office. We've got contact with the Oregon Department of Justice, and I run a lot of stuff by them and say, you know, this doesn't look right to me, and they'll let me know.
Well, for those who are just tuning in, you are listening to Talk of Our Towns. Our normal host, Donna Quinn, is away this week. She'll be back next week. But today we're talking about help for struggling homeowners with Cindy Peek of Community Action Teams. And we've covered the Home Rescue Program and some about the Senate Bill 558 mediation process. And is there anything else that you'd like to add about that mediation?
One of the things that the mediation program does, the SB 558, it helps stop dual tracking.
And what is that?
Dual tracking is when a homeowner is trying to work something out with their servicer to stop foreclosure, and the foreclosure process is still happening. So they think, you know, that they're working right along, but the bank has not stopped foreclosing on them. And so this helps stop that, so that if they're in mediation, the mediation process has to happen, and then, if need be, foreclosure continues on if something can't be worked out. But the hope is always that there's some sort of workout, that something can happen. There are people that really can't afford to stay in their homes, and one of the things that we try to help them with also is the transition to be able to leave their home in as much dignity as possible and move on to the next stage.
So at some point for some people, you may be, there may be a couple of things going on. For instance, you really can't make those programs or make those payments. And even under this program in another year, you don't see that that situation is going to significantly change. Or maybe you are so far underwater that does it really make long-term financial sense to hang over, to hang on to your home?
Exactly. And, you know, being underwater means that you owe more on the home than what the more than its actual value. So say your mortgage is $150,000 that you still owe the bank, but your home is only valued at $100,000. You're underwater. It's going to be hard to catch up. And so these are decisions that need to be made on an individual homeowner basis. Because, as I said, not every homeowner is the same. Everyone is different. Everyone's circumstance is different. And we want to be able to give them all the options available to them and help them make the choice that's going to work for them. And sometimes that's not staying in the home. Sometimes that's moving on. And that's a difficult choice for homeowners. It really is.
And that sounds like we're moving into another thing you wanted to bring up, which is foreclosure prevention counseling. Or it sounds like two stages. We want to prevent this thing from happening to begin with, but if it is going to, how to deal with some of the nuts and bolts as well as the emotional trauma.
Exactly, because there are programs out there that the servicers have, such as Cash for Keys, that allows the homeowner to get some money from the bank in return for handing over the keys to their home to be able to move on, to get into a rental, that sort of thing. It's not a great amount of money, but it's a little bit of something to make the moving a little bit easier, because by the time you're losing your home, a lot of times there's not a whole lot of money left. Even if you've gotten a new job, you're still trying to play catch up. And so this makes it easier. What we do is we work with homeowners and their servicers to try to come up with a reasonable solution to foreclosure. And we look at all options for the homeowners, and we talk with them about all the options, whether that's a modification, whether that's a forbearance.
Hold right there. We'll explain the difference between a modification and a forbearance.
A modification is a change in terms, basically, of your current mortgage, such as you could get a lower interest rate. You could get reamortized back out to 30 years. That's a modification. Or a forbearance is a reduction in payment normally for a period of time to allow you to catch up. With forbearance, sometimes the portion that you're not paying can be reamortized and added on, either to the end, or they split it up and then your payment ends up bigger. Or sometimes they'll have a balloon payment at the end of that forbearance period where you have to make that payment, which for a lot of people is real difficult to do. So there are options. Modification is the best option in most cases to be able to try to get a lower interest rate reamortization back out to lower the payment. So the homeowner is still in their mortgage. But if they've owned the home for 7 years and we can add any arrearage to the end and reamortize it back out another 7, then that allows them to stay in the home, still make payments to the bank, and still fulfill their obligation on that mortgage.
So it would make sense for the homeowner to be able to stay in the home, keep affordable payments. It makes sense for the bank because they don't have to go through that whole getting the homeowner out of the property and then putting it back on the market at perhaps a not opportune time.
Exactly. And then there's other options such as short sale, you know, deed in lieu. And this is what we talk to the homeowners about. I mean, there's a whole lot of things and there's a whole lot of steps that go with each one of those options that you need to go through. Not every bank will honor all of those. They may not do it. So these are just different things that we talk with the homeowners about when they come in for counseling. And we do not, we're a HUD approved agency. So we don't charge, we're grant funded. And the homeowners come in and fill out an application packet with us and provide documentation so that we can see what's going on. And we talk about the options and what they want to do and how they're going to be able to do it. And if they're able to do it, and then we move forward from there. And it's a long process. They need to be in it for the long haul. This is not a come in, you know, fill out the application, I'm done. So.
And I talked with a fellow this morning who's been involved in a lengthy foreclosure procedure. I think he's 2.5 years into it now with no end in sight. So this is kind of like being involved in a other kinds of legal suits that can take over your life.
Right. Yeah, it's really difficult, and it is, you know, can last a year or two trying to go through this. I mean, the shortest one I've had is, I think, 3 months, and the longest one I've had has been close to 3 years.
Mm.
It's still ongoing. But stuff has changed, and so we keep having to go back to the bank about it, and, you know, she gets a job, and then the company closes, and, you know, so it's... We're in it for the long haul with them. So it's not like they're in there by themselves.
So you have an advocate. No matter what the decision, no matter what the outcome, there is an agency that will work with you. What if you get to the point where you realize, I'm so underwater with this house that it does not make financial sense for me to move forward? Then what kind of options are you looking at?
Well, we work with homeowners to transition them from the home into rentals. We work with the bank to try to see if there's any monetary amount that can be given to the homeowner to allow them to transition out. That's like a cash for keys option to be able to say, okay, I really can't keep the home. You know, I do need to move out. If I leave it clean and in shape and I hand you the keys, you know, can you give me some money to be able to move into a rental? And so we do help them with negotiating with the bank about that. The final decision is the homeowner. You know, even if I tell them that it's really probably not financially feasible, if they choose that they want to continue fighting to stay in the home, that's their decision. It's not mine. I'm just there to try to help them see all possible options.
Well, we are getting into the last minute or so of the show, so could you give your contact information again?
Yes. My name is Cindy, and you can call me at 503-325-8098. If you're in Tillamook, you can call me at 800-325-8098. My email is cindkp@cat-team.org. You can also go to our website, which is www.cat-team.org.
And for all of that long drawn out email address and such, we will have this on our website, coastradio.org, on the Talk of Our Towns program box. We'll lead you to the on-demand page, and we will have links to everything that Cindy's been talking about this morning. Well, thank you very much, Cindy Peake, for coming in and talking with us today, and best of luck in helping out struggling homeowners hang on to their homes, or if they have to, letting them go.
Thank you so much.